Hey everyone, how are you? Kevin here. We had a few technical difficulties during our last episode of the Sportsbook Box Office Podcast. For some reason, my microphone was not working for about 2.5 minutes into the show. So we're just going to jump right into the box office receipt game that we're playing with our special guest in studio, Vincent James. Sorry for any inconvenience, guys. And thanks again for listening to the Sportsbook Box Office Podcast.
When I was your age, I would lug 50 pounds of ice up 5-6 flights of stairs.
So what?
So what? So let's dance. I was alone. I never knew what could left. Bah! Now, what the devil? Then we touched, then we sang about the love of things. The man's a menace.
Following. Mm-hmm. It's something about...
From Overboard?
Laughing.
Laughing, yeah. Yeah.
Bird on a wire.
Bird on a wire. Yeah. Oh, man, Goldie Hawn has like that sticking power. But anyway, me and you couldn't have been further apart. I thought it would only gross about $18 million. You went 35 again.
Oof. Jeffrey Paul, this is Price of Right rules. You'd be over. But you're pretty goddamn close. $17.5 million for Snatch.
Okay, that's two in a row.
That's two in a row. I think I got this last one, though. Then the last one is the Marvel film of the summer, Guardians of the Galaxy Part 2. Budget of $200 million. Jeffrey Paul, what were the figures?
I ruined this one. I should have gone higher. I knew this was going to be big, and I went 95. You went 103.
Wow, and I was still off. 146.5.
Jeez.
And that's budget, second week?
No, first week.
Oh, first week. Okay.
$200 million first week. Worldwide, though, it fucking crushed. It's
great reviews. Everybody seemed to love it.
I saw the first one in the theater only because of the good reviews.
You saw it?
I saw the first one, and it made like $600 million this time.
Worldwide. But I didn't like the first one that much. I thought the villain had zero charisma. I could care less. I did not get
the allure.
Who
played the villain?
And the first one, I forgot.
Yeah,
I don't even know.
That's how forgettable it was.
Exactly.
But it was.
Everyone loved it. I didn't. Did you see the second one, Vinny?
I didn't see the second one. I liked the first one. I liked it because there was like music involved. They played classic music. I didn't know anything about it, but it was just fun. It was different than a lot of the films.
When the highlight of the film is music, that means it's not up to snuff. That's what I think. I don't know. Maybe I'll get it on Netflix. But okay, so Jeffrey Paul, you go. You have two. I have one this week. All right, Vinny. So here we go.
We had one more.
I didn't put that one down because it wasn't National Read. So
okay. So how many you want to do this week?
I've got. Well, since we're missing a week, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But these are pretty easy ones, and we all know the backgrounds of all of them. Really. Coming out this week, yet another one in the Alien saga, Alien Covenant, a sequel to Prometheus. Prometheus, I was not impressed with.
I've never even heard of Prometheus.
That's like the prequel to Alien.
Wow.
Yeah, Michael Fassbender's in. He plays the role of the android.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the sequel to Prometheus. I don't know where it falls, either before or after Alien. Budget of $111. Vinny James is our guest. What do you have?
I think it's going to do maybe $21
million. Wow. 21. Very low projector. Okay.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Paul?
I think it's going to be big, man. I'm going to go opening this week?
Yeah, Friday.
Yeah, and like, you know, the summer like blockbusters seem to start earlier and earlier. It always used to be Memorial Day weekend, where that was like the unofficial opening of summer movies.
Right.
But I think this is the weekend because it's after Mother's Day. I'm going to say it's going to be a little higher. I'm going to be conservatively low, 75.
75.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to split the difference with you boys. I say 44. It's written down right here.
Mm-hmm.
44. I think it's going to be fine. It's not going to knock the pants off everything.
It's a big franchise, man.
It was, I think, after Alien 3, it started to go slower. Then maybe Alien vs. Predator brought it back a little bit. But then Prometheus was, I didn't think it was that great.
If the reviews are going to be good, people are going to come out in flocks to see this.
Yeah, but people they go see Aliens when James Cameron directed it.
Which was the best one.
But now, who's I don't even know the director of this one. Could be you, Kev, for all I know. I have no idea who this is.
I forgot who the fuck it was directing this. Was it the same
guy? I want to hear what other movies are coming out before I get, you know, I'm sticking with my guess. But
Diary of a Wimpy Kid Part 2, a kid's saga, books, never saw the first, was never on my radar, obviously.
I took my son to see that.
Yeah, did you like the first one?
It was good.
Okay.
It did what it was supposed to do.
Well, let's go to you then, Jeffrey Paul. What is Diary of a Wimpy Kid going to make Part 2?
That only Part 2? Because I thought they came out with a couple of them.
I might have.
It has an audience. I'm going to say it's going to open up modest box office. I'm going to say 21.
Ooh. Vinny James.
I think it's going to be a little higher because something to do on the weekend. Parents are going to take their kids. I think it's going to be 32.
I say 11. I don't think this one has the legs. I think with all the Guardian stuff is still out. I don't think it's going to have that big. I don't recall the first one being a box office hit. So I don't think it's going to. I don't think that one has a distance.
Steven Zahn was in it.
Ooh, there's a household name.
Oh wait, then I'd like to change my answer.
Yes.
7 million. 7 million.
There you go. Next up, coming out next Wednesday, because it'll be the Memorial Day weekend. The film, and this guy, and the starring in this film seems to be box office gold medal and everything he's fucking in. The remake of a very popular TV series from the late 80s, early 90s that got guys like us with our dicks hard, Vinnie James, mm-hmm. Baywatch, The Rock, and the chick from True Detective Season 1 where she pulls her tits out is in this as well.
Oh, wow.
Alexandra Daddario, I believe her name is. Baywatch. Now, oh, I got to change my number. Okay. Let me just say, it's a 5-day, it's opening on a Wednesday. It's going to have 2 more days in advance.
Now, I saw the trailer, and it looked hilarious.
Yeah.
Because there was a scene where Zac Efron was on the back of a jet ski, mm-hmm. and then The Rock pulls out, and he falls off and goes into the water. It's hysterical. Yes. That is unbelievable.
And they usually show the funniest scene in the trailer, so that sounds amazing.
Yeah, that does sound so good.
Well, you know what? Here's one thing, and I actually will give it credit for this. As when you see the preview, you see it says rated R, and I saw why it's rated R. You ready for this one? Graphic nudity.
Oh, wow, it is rated R.
Graphic. When was the last time we had a film with graphic 80s. Nudity?
80s.
Exactly.
80s.
Yeah. Or even like...
that movie I made you watch.
Oh, yeah.
Mischief.
That was the best in the 80s and 90s where we'd be like, oh, I got to go see this film. Why? Because Sharon Stone's naked, dude.
Yeah.
Like, who saw Sliver for the reason because it looked good? No, you want to see if she flashes her beeve again. That's what you want to see. Yeah,
and all those movies back then, it seemed like they showed nudity immediately. They were like, we have you.
Porky's.
Porky's, yes. Yeah.
Any of, like, the fucking Friday the 13th.
Because
films.
There had to be a scene where they're taking a shower.
Oh, yeah. Right. Kim Cattrall, Porky's, right? Yeah, that was
great.
What is Baywatch going to make opening weekend? Vinny James?
And this is the 5 days, right?
5 days.
So I think it's going to make $116 million.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's not a bad guess, though.
I came prepared, man. I came prepared.
116 for a...
It's 5 days, and it's Dwayne Johnson. That dude
is... The Rock and Zac Efron.
I'm going to tell you why you're wrong after I make my guess, and yours too.
Man, you know what? I'm on board with Vinny James on this one. I'm going to go a little bit less. I'm going to go 110.
Oh, my. These are like Marvel fucking opening weekends.
It's 5 days.
It's 5 days. And it's Dwayne Johnson.
And the biggest box office guy. The Rock is the biggest guy.
Yeah. And people love Zac Efron. They love that,
him.
Dude.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's adorable.
You know what I watch? Actually, it's one of the worst openings of all time. We Are Your Friends. It's on cable now. He's a DJ in LA.
Wow,
and
really?
Emmy Ratajkowski's in it. She's hot as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
But the film, I like it. It's a guilty pleasure. We Are Your Friends. Check it out. Great house music soundtrack. I have $43 million.
Oh, I think you're way off.
Oh, it's low.
No.
I'm listening next week.
I'm going to tell you why you guys are wrong on this. Because the next film I have written down is a film that just does not miss when it comes to being released. It's a sequel. It's the fifth one. It's Pirates of the Caribbean 5.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming out already?
Memorial Day weekend.
And that's the last one.
Thank Christ, because the last sequels have been
shit. The last few have sucked, right? The first two were supposed to be great.
I didn't like the second one. The first one was great.
The first one was really good.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
The second
one. What was the one with Davy Jones' locker?
The second one.
I didn't think that was bad.
I wasn't crazy.
I saw the first two, then I haven't seen the rest, but I heard they were
a budget of $320 million. Which means that Johnny Depp hoped this thing fucking hits because he's going bankrupt by the day.
Yeah. So this is opening weekend as well. So this is Memorial Day weekend as well.
Right. Yep.
5 days. That's going to be close.
Why do the reviews stink? Why do they say it's a long bore?
I don't think it's going to matter because I think people are going to go see this no matter. It's got that built-in audience. Everyone loves Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
Despite the fucking sequels.
I don't know, man.
Kids, teenagers. Like, you're a parent. You know, like, it's just people will bring their kids. They don't care about the reviews.
Right.
They're just looking like it's someone's dick doesn't pop out.
If you're a teenager, okay, and that's who's going to the movies, are you going to see Pirates of the Caribbean or are you going to see Baywatch?
I think I'm going to see Pirates.
I did too.
I'm going the other way.
I'm going to tell you why I disagree. Because if this was like the 80s or 90s before the internet and we could look up like hot chicks naked, I would say Baywatch. But now in this time, not a big deal anymore. Because we go, oh, who cares about Alexandra Daddario naked? I can just Google right now and see her True Detective with her tits flopping around. I go Pirates because that's a building audience with proven track record.
So let's hear what you guys think. What are the numbers? Kevin, start us off.
Budget's $320. I have it written down. I have $78 million. I think it's not going to be as big.
When is it open? Is it open on Wednesday?
No, Friday, Memorial Day weekend.
Okay, so you only give it, okay, so that's a 3-day opening. It's a little bit, what about you, Vinny?
I was going to say 82 million.
Man, I'm going to stay with 75.
You piece of shit. That's why I always go last, because you always make it up as I go. That's why I wrote mine down, this fucking comic. I think this one opens the following week, or no, I think it's the same week. Captain Underpants, a DreamWorks cartoon film. Saw the previews for it. It looks fucking atrocious.
Isn't that Kevin Hart, Ed Helms? Uh-huh. Is that those? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm so pro Pixar. I try to like the DreamWorks stuff. I hate Shrek. All of them. I watched the first thing too. Didn't like them. Tried the other ones. Can't stand it. I'm just so Pixar is so much better.
Yeah.
Captain Underpants. I saw the trailer. I'm like, ugh.
Who are the voices?
Ed Helms and Kevin Hart.
Or two, and then there's a few others.
Okay, but Kevin Hart's the big guy.
Yeah, Kevin Hart's the main one.
But do you go to a cartoon film based on the voice? Nope. The answer is no.
Nope. No.
I don't care who the voice is, really.
Exactly. All right. Captain Underpants, Jeffrey Paul, what do you have?
Captain Underpants, I'm going to say, let's go 18.
Vinny James.
I think 24.
Wow, we're all pretty close. I have 19. 19, as Mike Frances would say.
That's why I hate when you go last.
Because I have it written down. I can't cheat like you piece of shit.
Jeff just goes. He's like, all right.
I think I'll go in the middle. Cut the carry difference. The one. Yeah, fuck it. Why not?
Get this guy in
front of
that's why. That was my true feeling about Pirates of the Caribbean.
All right, last one. This one is going to opening on June. Fuck. I think it's going to open after we do our next one. I forgot. Wonder Woman. DC's first entrant of the year.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy about it.
That's going to be an interesting one because it's the first one they're doing
standalone.
Standalone, they're doing a feature. It's a superhero, a female. It looks good. It does look good.
It's not because she's a woman. I just don't care. I never liked Wonder Woman. I don't hate her, but I just don't give a shit to drop $15 on it.
Former intern at WFAN will be there with his dick out watching that movie. I know he's a huge fan.
A creepy fuck.
Now, Wonder Woman again, is it her power similar, like strength or just like that lasso? Would it, I don't
strength.
It's the strength as well.
She's in train, and I don't know if she's invincible or not, but I know she's not to be fucked with.
So that's
Gal Gadot's hot. Fun fact, by the way, about Gal Gadot. Do you know it was originally offered to play the role of Wonder Woman, but she said no because she does not want to be mobbed by fans when she goes out to dinner with her kids?
Oh, wow.
Who is the person? Who I'm going to take a guess.
Oh, the person who was originally.
Turn it down.
How many years ago?
Four or five. They started playing for this shit years ago.
Not speaking of Pirates of the Caribbean. Not the girl,
Kira.
Yeah, Kira Knightley. What's her name? Beckinsale. Did Beckinsale was offered that role?
Nope.
Beckinsale would be a great.
Yeah,
choice.
She would be great.
You got a guess? I don't think you're gonna get this one.
I'm gonna say Beckinsale.
You're wrong. See, there you go.
That's why I love when he goes last.
The answer is
Beckinsale.
Colby Smulders.
Oh, wow. Your mother. Really? I see her. She lives in my neighborhood.
I love that. I used to love that show, but until the last 3 seasons were terrible.
How I Met Your Mother.
Which is why she's Maria Hill in the Avengers film. She wanted to have a role in some comic book films, but one where it's not as prevalent as the other ones, where it's just like, she's like a tertiary character.
She lives in my neighborhood. I see her all the time with her kids. I should just go up to her now.
How does she look in person? Because some days I'm like, I would fuck her. Some days I'm like, nah.
No, she's pretty. I mean, I always see her with her husband is the guy, Taron Killam from... He was on SNL.
Yeah. Yeah.
They live in the neighborhood. I see her with her kids. Now I should go up to her and just be like, oh my God, were you Wonder Woman? I should just fuck with her all the time. But
she
looks good. Yeah, she's a pretty woman.
Tall?
I don't think that too tall. She's not short, but she's maybe 5'10", 5'11".
Oh, that's tall. She's the model.
5'9". Yeah, no, she's pretty.
I like this line of questioning. Is she tall?
Yeah. It's an interesting
question.
Does she wear shoes?
This is going to make one person's wet dreams better.
What she look like in person? I like that.
Shoes. How many creepy guys are like, what kind of shoes is she wearing?
Yeah.
Describe her feet.
Let's get to the numbers here.
Gross. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Wonder Woman. By the way, I thought we did that. Jeffrey Paul, you cheating bastard. What do you have here?
Wonder Woman.
By the way.
It's going to do okay. I think it's going to go 39.
That's not okay for a film of this magnitude.
I think that's okay.
I was going to say, I think it's going to do well. 63.
I have 68. Vinny James.
I'm going to change mine to 67.
Mm-hmm.
And this is no prep. I'm just coming right in.
Yep. Coming in hot, baby.
Yeah.
We got a lot going on here. Let's see. We got, has he called in yet? Yeah, keep an eye for the phone.
Let's talk a little baseball.
Yeah, buddy. Oh, wow.
And let's start with the Mets.
The Mets. That's my team.
I was watching the replay until the Yankee game. Well, actually, the Yankee game didn't happen on Saturday because it got rained out. But they showed the Met replay, and it just showed the first leadoff batter was Curtis Granderson, and I fucking did a double take when I saw his 168 average.
Yeah.
No, but according to Terry, man, like, yeah, he's getting back on track now. He's
Terry
getting back
wife?
On track. No,
Terry Collins. And Terry, your wife.
Yeah. My wife couldn't give a shit about fucking Curtis Granderson.
Let me know when he gets back on track. Let me know when he gets there.
Mets have been struggling.
But this is what really kills me about the Mets. Fucking knew it going into the season. Because tell me a pitcher that doesn't have arm problems. Yeah. Name one pitcher, okay? So the whole Mets staff has all been banged up at one point or another, right? So even if they were to go healthy, no one goes long. I mean, this DeGrom pitches yesterday. First time since April 28th that a Mets starter went more than 5 innings.
Yeah.
Okay?
Wow.
Right?
Oh.
Shocking.
That's
so
pathetic.
So if you know this is what your team is made up of pitchers, of power pitchers, and you're not going to eat a lot of innings, and you have a lot of injuries, you do what teams like the Yankees do, you do what teams like the Royals do, teams like the Astros, who your Yankees got their asses kicked this
Astros
weekend.
Astros 3 out of 4.
Okay. Yeah, they're good, the Astros. Yeah. You build a deep, deep bullpen, and the fucking Mets don't do that. Oh. And then when Familia goes down, and you know someone's going to go, the rest of them stink.
Yeah.
It's a recipe for disaster. The Mets aren't coming out of this. They're done.
Our bullpen is shit. You know, you look at the Mets team on paper, the pitching, you're like, this is amazing. It is still early, though. I'm one of those fans, six innings.
That means you need 9 more outs, and you're not built that way. Look at yesterday's game. DeGrom gives him 6 innings. They're up 7-1 when he leaves. Okay? Then here comes Hansel Robles and Blevins and Salas. And these guys, I mean, they're okay.
Yeah.
Robles stinks, but these other guys are okay. But they're pitching so much, and then everyone's bumped up because of the injury to Familia, and then you got Addison Reed. Listen, he is not a 6-out, 5-out pitcher. He is now your closer. Leave him in that role.
Yeah.
Terry's doing a terrible job with the bullpen. I can't fucking stand it. And Sandy did an awful job assembling this team. It's awful.
Wait till
and we don't need Lucas Duder anymore. And get rid of Reyes. And what the fuck with Astrubal Cabrera? He's a good player, but he should be on the DL. They still haven't managed the DL.
May 15th and all the rats are off the ship.
Done.
Yeah, it's already done.
Everyone, including me, had the over for the wins for the year. I think it was 90 or 91. That's the one I'm going to lose. I have the Rockies who are fucking doing all right.
Rockies are playing nice.
Seattle, I told you, was going to be the over, too.
Mm-hmm. Seattle, I mean,
they're on point, but the Rockies are going to get that.
The Astros get one more starter. They are a legit World Series contender.
I think they can even sneak in now if they get the right.
Of course, Keuchel's back to what he was 2 years ago.
Yeah, he fucking killed us.
I was hoping the Mets
always kills.
I know.
What the hell happened? Tanaka last night.
I was at the Metallica concert. I didn't see shit.
Whoa.
I was watching Severino fucking labor through 5 innings on the day game.
Tanaka got 3 home runs in the first inning. He looked like garbage.
Getting back to the Mets, I thought that we were going to have a little glimmer of hope. Harvey, you know, suspended or like missed that start, was out till 4 in the morning, you know, supposedly getting hammered. I was just like a little glimmer of the 80s Mets. I was like, yeah, that's what they need. They need to go out. They need to get hammered, you know, hook up with women, get prostitutes, do whatever, and then come back.
Have a little bit of swag.
You
know the difference is? They won then.
Yeah. You know,
I think the only thing I can say in Harvey's defense is he is not even a year coming off of that injury. Yeah. You know, I mean, he got a rib removed.
And wait till that bullpen of yours fucking completely dies.
But that's another reason why you build up the bullpen. What the fuck is Mats? He got hurt. He tweaked his elbow.
Yeah.
Okay. In spring training, it's May 15th. This fucking guy still isn't back. Give me a break, man. Fucking break. I can't take it anymore. Get rid of him too. Mm-hmm.
May 15th. Wait till the Mets will go on a massive streak and then fucking end of June. Like,
David Wright will come back. Yeah. The captain.
No.
The captain's going to come back. He's not coming back. He should have retired 2 years ago.
You know why he's not going to retire? He's getting a fucking paycheck to do nothing.
He's getting like 23.
He's going to get a paycheck anyway because of insurance. He's taking up a roster spot. And fucking stupid Sandy Alderson and the dumb Wilpons refuse to field. If the Mets wanted to trade guys right now, who are they trading? Who would any team want off that team?
They take the pitchers. That's it. They take like one of the pitchers.
Who? Syndergaard. Harvey? You can't trade Harvey.
Syndergaard would be the only one.
You can't trade him.
Sure you can.
No, we need him.
But the Mets aren't going to trade him, and he's hurt, and you keep him. Okay, so say you want to get rid of Harvey. You're a Yankee fan. You need
no
a pitcher.
Fucking way.
You want Harvey?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Remember a couple of years ago, Harvey for Stanton, Giancarlo Stanton?
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Not even. Now you couldn't even get him. Here's my joke, Kevin. For Mike Stanton. Vincent is so nice. He laughs at that horse. He laughs at that horse shit.
You know why? Because you got so excited. He got so excited when he was a talent. You have to. You know. I've also been. You know. Not that you are, but I've been. I hosted an open mic for 3 years, so I just used to laughing. You know.
Oh, you were the. By the way, one of the best fake laughers in the business.
You used to fake laughing a lot.
If there are any comics listening to this show, Vincent Jane, then you were the best open mic host ever.
Oh,
never felt more comfortable with this guy.
Thank you.
Yeah, he was great.
I don't know if that's a compliment. Like being the tallest midget in the room is not really a compliment, but it's like great.
Let me tell you something. You were the best bringer comic I've ever seen.
Ever.
You were so good. Yeah. You and Vince Chang, my two favorites.
Oh, that's it. You know, upbeat.
It's, and both well-dressed.
Natalie attired.
Yes.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Chang is better dressed on the stage than I am. This is like,
This is just for you guys.
Yeah, he always does the vest, and I can't move. I need room. I need room up there.
That's funny.
Yeah, but I can't take the fuck. Do you want Duda? How about Duda?
No. Okay. A first baseman.
Let me ask you, would you rather have who? Carter?
Bird. I'll wait for Bird to get healthy.
Bird is not coming back for weeks now.
I don't need him back for weeks. Matt Holliday is still hitting the shit out of the ball.
For 6 weeks, do you want Duda?
No. For what? Why would I trade for 6 weeks? This is not the end of the year. This is fucking April 15th.
Yankees are in first place. They don't need
to make moves. Exactly.
But this is what the Mets fucking like our problems are solved. Duda's coming back. Holy, you know, this guy is the quintessential. They're up by 6-1. He gets a single.
Mm-hmm.
But
the A-Rod of the Mets.
He stinks. He stinks.
Without the steroids.
I wish he'd take
steroids.
Who's the Mets infield?
I couldn't even tell you.
Duda, Walker, Cabrera, and Jose Reyes. That could be the worst infield in baseball.
Yeah.
Could be the worst infield in fucking baseball.
I'm just going to sit here and take a moment and appreciate how all the kids are doing so well in the Bronx, and they're growing nicely, and they're in first place.
Yeah, good. Enjoy it, man.
Yeah.
I am enjoying it.
Aaron.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
I think this could be the one, the only Brandon Lang. Let's find out.
Here we go.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
What's up, my man?
Brandon Lang, everybody. Welcome back to the Sportsbook Box Office Podcast, sir. How the hell are you?
You know, I'm getting ready to go to Vegas, and it always reminds me of the first time I ever went to Vegas. I was 18 years old. I get in my hotel room. There's like 988 pages of escort services in the Yellow Pages. Now, my buddy, he went the week before and said, make sure you go to the page where the girls are numbered, because if you just do the girl in the picture, they'll do a bait and switch. You'll never get that girl. So there it was, page 88. So I pick up the phone and go, here's what I want. Give me number 21, the blonde, number 31, the Asian, number 41, the black girl. Now when they get here, I just want them on all fours. I'm going to lick their ass for like an hour. Then what I want the blonde to slip underneath the Asian. I want the black girl with an 8-inch, but preferably a 12-inch purple strap on, but I need the silver vibrating motor balls. So when I get in the pile, I got something vibrating on my cock. And the lady goes, Mr. Lang, are you having a good time? I said, I'm about to. She said, you got to dial 9 for an outside number. I was like, fuck me.
You always go with the black chick, Brandon. They'll work harder. You always go with the black chick. The white chick always has that sense of entitlement. Always go with the black chick.
You got to have the Asian, like the sprinkles at Carvel. I mean, you got to have that too. So, I mean, you know, I just, I'm an equal opportunity buffet kind of guy. So mm-hmm. I can't decide between white, black, Asian. Just give me 3. We get 8-ball of Coke. We'll figure it out. But other than that, Vegas coming up here pretty quick. How you guys doing?
When are you going to Vegas?
Think about going there next week, but I got to get it cleared by. I got to get a hall pass from the wife first. So you know what they say: happy wife, happy life. So I got to make sure. Have to make sure Kimmy's all taken care of. She lets Daddy go, but you know it's all about the wife, boys.
If you can swing another trip, I'll be out there the first for week one of the NFL. We're gonna go out there and bet some games and do some dumb shit. That's what. That's my.
Oh my!
Every year I go.
If I go to Vegas, it's Hangover 5 waiting to happen. Especially if I haven't been there in a while. Gotta go post up at Spearmint Rhino, say hi to everybody. Crazy Horse 3 I hear is pretty hot right now. I have to stop in there. But definitely I'll let you know when I'm going. First week of the NFL actually could be fun. So let's keep that on the back burner.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of the NFL, Brandon, impressions of the draft.
You know, Trubisky's the second coming of Blaine Gabbert. Mark my words. Mahomes, you know, if you can't read a defense in that bowl game last year, he was atrocious. Bad pick there. I don't get Mahomes 13-16 career record as a college quarterback. I don't get it.
Do you look at the record or you look at the skill set?
A little bit of both, but again,
and look at the team that he's going to. He's going to a great system there with Andy Reid.
Yeah, but see, I think the guy that's going to a better system is Deshaun Watson. I mean, I know he threw a lot of picks.
I like that. I like where he's going to.
And he's a winner, too, most importantly.
I was just going to say, all he does is win. So I think Watson is going to turn out to be a stud. I really, really do.
That looks bad for Cleveland.
Mahomes is the second coming of Jay Cutler. I really do. He's going to be just like Jay Cutler. He'll find him. He's a good-looking kid. He'll find a playboy. Playboy playmate and take ass shots of himself down to Mexico. So that's kind of what Mahomes has got going on. And at the end of the day, I think Trubisky's a bust. I think the guy that's gonna shine, just like he made me a ton of money in the national championship games, our boy Deshaun Watson, baby, come back against Bama. My man.
Nice.
My man.
What do you think of Davis Webb to the Giants on the third round? You think they reached for him?
Listen, honestly, did you guys ever heard of Webb before he was drafted? Be honest.
No.
And okay. The only thing I heard that he lost his job to Patrick Mahomes, and then he went to another system.
Wait, he was from Cal, right?
Yes, but yeah. I'm saying.
Yeah, he was from Texas Tech.
Right, yeah. But he wound up throwing to the guy who the Jets picked, the receiver, Hansen.
Nobody paid attention to him. Bottom line, I mean, listen, could he become the second coming of Matt Castle? I mean, how good was that run? You know, you leave high school, you can't beat out Leinart and Carson Palmer, or John David Booty, whoever came through there. He couldn't beat him out. His career backup gets drafted, and Brady gets hurt. He goes 12-4 and signs a $40 million contract,
and then mails it in for the rest of his fucking career.
Why wouldn't you? Just play golf. What time's my tee time at Bel Air in L.A.?
Yeah.
Riviera in L.A., Pine Valley, wherever.
Is he backing up somebody now?
I don't know.
He was in Minnesota.
Yeah, he was in Minnesota.
And then he went to Buffalo.
Minnesota for a quick minute. But listen, $40 million in the bank. Guys, listen, first of all, if I had $40 million in the bank, I'd be dead because I'd say, honey, I love you, but it's strippers blowing Vegas, and I'm dead. I'm dead. I'm dead within a month, and I'm honest enough to say it. If I had $40 million in the bank, I'd be staying at the top of the Las Vegas Hilton in a villa, which is 19,000 square feet, and it's over. I'm dead in 2 days. No doubt about it. So I'm glad I'm
– The Hilton, up your fucking game. That place, ugh, the Cosmopolitan.
Wait a minute. Remember what I said. At the top of the Hilton are three villas. The largest villa is 19,000 square feet. It's the largest villa in Vegas, top of Las Vegas Hilton, 19,000 square feet.
You got a comp for your buddy Kevin over here, buddy, or no?
I have no juice at the Hilton, but $40 million in the bank, I think we could get the villa. Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
We could get the villa. And porn stars. Every porn star is a hooker, by the way. Almost every one of them hook. So for $40 million, we'd have 20 of them up there. It'd be carnal. It'd be death.
We'd be slip sliding those fucking glossy things they snap at you as you walk the strip. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh God, yeah. Oh God, yeah. But everyone, you name a stripper, I could tell you a website to go to. She escorts. So my boy's the pimp for most of them, or used to be the pimp for most of them. So he knows the guy who's now the pimp for most of them. So anyway.
Hey, Brent, I forgot to ask you the last time you had run the show. Did you ever take advantage when Joe Buck was on Sterney that had all the prop bets involving Buck when he said, like, oh, are you going to have a beard, yes or no? He's like, yeah, I'm going to have my beard. He was giving the answers to all these prop bets. I was wondering if you had the chance to take advantage of any of those prop bets.
First of all, you can't really make money with them because you only can bet. You know, they cap the limit on what you can bet on, so you really can't make enough or bet enough.
But it's a sure thing you can fucking lock. I mean, if you can only bet, I don't know, 10 grand, let's say, and let's say it's -500, you can still fucking lock it.
You can't bet that much. No. You can't bet 10. I believe the cap, there are a couple casinos that'll let you go as much as 500 on those bets. Now, How many yards will Edelman have? How many you can bet a little more. But on those national anthem over under, what color hat will she wear? What's her first song? I believe the cap on those might be 500 or maybe a little less.
That makes perfect sense then, because if I'm Joe Buck, I can just walk into fucking casinos with treasure trunks of fucking cash and go, all right, I'm going to no beer or beard, you know, and fucking sink the ship.
Well, that, or how many times are they going to mention Giselle?
Right.
The over-under, you know, how many times are you going to mention Giselle? I'm Joe Buck. I'm going to have my friends bet up to 100 grand. Guys, I'll tell you what, I can say it three times throughout the telecast.
Speaking of that, I was going to ask you, did you see they had some of the early over-under lines come out for the team wins? Patriots, 12.5. Over or under?
Over.
Even Tom Brady being the cover boy for Madden this year, you know it's a kiss of death.
They're going 13-3 at least. And they're going to win the Super Bowl again, so bet them right now.
Wow.
They're going back-to-back.
Jesus Christ. When was the last back-to-back we had?
Patriots. Yeah, it was in 03-04, right?
Yep, Patriots bad. And before that, Cowboys.
They also, speaking of the Cowboys, they have the Cowboys down, I think, was it 8.5, I think the number was? They're saying the Cowboys are going to have a massive decline in the wins
negative.
You think over?
With that offensive line, they'll win 10 games.
But do you think, to that point, I think, didn't two people leave from the offensive line? One retired and then the other one left? I thought they lost two people from that offensive line.
But the two guys that came off the bench are studs, too.
Collins, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So don't they rotated I want to say seven that were pretty solid.
Damn, yeah.
Again, I'm a big fan of Dallas and what they're doing with Dak Prescott, with that running game, with Zeke, and with the weapons. I mean, listen, they're an Aaron Rodgers bad throw away from probably going into Atlanta and beating them with that running game. So Dallas was one play away from being in the Super Bowl against Tom Brady. I really believe that, because I don't think Atlanta would have beat Dallas, because Atlanta's defense wasn't good enough. And that with the Super Bowl, that was the worst defense Brady had ever faced in the Super Bowl. Atlanta was ranked 27th. So, and if you look at the Super Bowl, which we talked about before, New England scored almost every possession except the first one of the game. They went 3-and-out. And after the half, the first one, they went 3-and-out. They drove the ball all game long. So, again, great throw by Aaron Rodgers. But then that set up everybody. We all were on Atlanta, minus the points over Green Bay and the 45-17 blowout, I think it was.
Right.
And then, of course, if you had New England in the Super Bowl, you're still thanking your lucky stars.
Brandon, who do you see coming out of the NFC this year? I know it's early, no preseason or anything, but who do you like? You know, who are your top three?
It's funny. Offensively, Green Bay is going to score points. They're going to score points, and
who's going to be their running back?
I mean,
they got rid of Lacy.
They got rid of Lacy, but the younger kid.
Not James Starks.
Was it Ty Montgomery?
Montgomery.
Yes. Yeah. That they utilized him a lot. I don't think Atlanta recovers. I don't. I think they're in trouble. I really do. You don't overcome that, the hangover of that. I really don't.
Look,
I think
Carolina
there's be,
from last year. There's a case in point.
Yep. The carnage left over from blowing that game in the manner in which they did. I wouldn't fall asleep on Arizona. I know that's crazy, but
really,
that defense,
quarterback
Carson Palmer.
Well, you don't think he's done?
Listen, he's coming back again, but that defense got banged up. If their defense is healthy, that's a tough place to win. And last but not least, don't sleep on Pete Carroll. Don't do it.
Never.
That Pacific Northwest they had their down year. And listen, even in their down year,
they signed Eddie Lacy.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he got a 55 grand bonus for making weight. I think he has to cut like 5 or 10 pounds every weigh in. He gets more bonuses for doing so. But yeah, he made weight today.
Because
so
he needs
grand.
Money to stay in shape.
And he's Seattle, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the formula they had. You know, a big back like that in the goal line. I think they were missing that for the past few years.
Who's the best chance to upset the Patriots? Year.
Hold on! What a great way to make 55 grand.
Thank you.
Yo, what you doing this week, Playboy? Shit, man! I got to lose 5 pounds for 55 G. Yo,
you're Asian. We're is dead on.
We together on this. What you going? I can't eat this week, yo. I got to pick up the 55G, but let me tell you something. Listen.
The rich little prognosticators.
As soon as I make weight, we flying out to L.A. going to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. You feel me, dog? Yeah.
This is the best sketch in training right now. We're going to make a sketch out of this.
If you've ever been to L.A.,
yeah,
you have got to go to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, first of all.
Because of the food of the clientele.
Well, the food, the clientele, and you will see some fine sisters in there. Once you go black, you'll never go back.
Everyone talks about In-N-Out Burger.
I
like Pink's so much better.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say Pink's, I heard.
Pink's is good, too. But In-N-Out's my favorite.
Pink's is when you're drunk and you're heading down La Brea and you want to pop in. But listen to me. In-N-Out Burger has the best fries on the planet Earth, bar none.
I disagree. I love their burgers. I love their shakes. I think their fries are weak. I put the Five Guys fries above In-N-Out fries.
I gotta agree.
Well, you didn't bring Five Guys into it. Now, if I'm putting Five Guys against In-N-Out, forget about it. Five Guys has the best fries.
They do.
But I happen to love In-N-Out Burger's fries. I just do.
Their shakes are fucking coming your pants good too, I might add.
Okay, so who's coming out of the NFC?
You just said. You gave us names. Seattle, there you go.
Seattle.
I'm trying to bait you to say the Giants.
Seattle, New England, epic rematch. Patriots break their hearts again.
Last minute play or blowout?
Again, every Patriot Super Bowl has been close. No reason to believe this one won't be close either.
They got a stacked team. I think they were one of the teams that did great during the draft without drafting anybody, but what they did with their picks, getting guys like Cooks and Dwayne Allen and even picking up the guy Gillisley from the Bills. I just think they are so fucking loaded.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see any other team coming close to them this year.
And they got LeGarrette Blunt back for like $38,000 a year.
He's not going to be with them. They have too many running backs, so he's not going to be with them. They'll wind up, you know, trading him. He'll get something for that. That's why they offered him that money.
Who's the team in the AFC that do you think has the best shot of knocking the Pats off? AFC team.
I'll tell you in a second, but you can just look at LeGarrette Blunt and just know that after a hard week of practice, he rolls back to his crib, he fires up a fine ass blunt, and just hits it.
Who is that? Eddie Lacy again?
No, LeGarrette. Yeah,
exactly. No.
Same voice.
The exact impression.
Yo, blood, pop the blood, G. Shit.
What was that?
We can get on this.
Who was that Tim Meadows guy with the character film you did with the
ladies man?
The ladies, you sound exactly the ladies man with that impression. I like that. It's fucking, that's funny shit.
Well, listen. I should send you guys the, you know, again, at BrandonLang.com every day during the football season, I do a My Two Cents and I do a take on something. And who was the player for the Cowboys that got suspended for weed?
Randy Gregory.
Okay, Randy Gregory. So I did I did a My Two Cents and I actually, it went something like this. I'll send you the video. But I start off the video by just going, "My name is Randy Gregory, and I just got suspended for failing my sick drug test because, nigga, I can't put down the weed. I got teams out there willing to pay me $50 million, but, nigga, I can't put down the weed. You know how much weed I can smoke? $60 million, nigga. You know how much? Now what am I gonna do for a whole year? I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna smoke me some weed." But it's like it's of that genre. It is so funny because think about it.
That should be your opener when you do comedy.
He's that good.
And the fact that
you just can't put down.
I thought it was Obama.
Weed to get a contract of $60 million. It's just mind-blowing to me, these athletes.
Right. I think he's done. I think he failed his last test, and he is now officially done with the NFL.
They're not letting people back in. What's his name? Gordon. Josh, they wouldn't let him back in.
Yeah.
What a disgrace, yeah.
Unreal. And Ray Rice did was smack his babe at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Is there a wrong time to ever hit a woman?
No. If it's your wife, it's your wife, and you get away. If it's your wife and you get away with it, hammer time.
One of my Italian friends says his dad used to take a phone book and hit his wife in the top of the head because that way you couldn't see the bruising.
Prison. That's pretty good, actually.
Prison style.
That's pretty good, actually. This is for all the married men out there. Husband and wife go to therapy, and they've been married 20 years, and the wife walks in and says to the therapist, "You come highly recommended from all my friends." And the therapist says, "Yeah, I do very good with new couples. What I found is that if I find something you and your husband have in common, and I work off that base platform, I'll fix your marriage in 2 weeks. 2 weeks easy. So just give me something you and your husband have in common." Husband goes, "That's easy. Neither one of us likes to suck dick."
So going back to the AFC question.
Wait, listen.
Who's coming out of the AFC besides the Patriots?
We've been together 13 years. But she couldn't pick my dick out of a police lineup. All right, what are we talking about now?
You're talking to three married guys here, so we're all on the same boat, sir.
So you get it.
We don't get it.
Yeah.
Who do
I think can upset the New England Patriots in the AFC? It's not going to be Pittsburgh, because as long as Mike Tomlin there, he will never come out of that
you
zone
hate
that
Mike
they play
Tomlin.
And Brady will pick him apart. You got to play man-to-man and come after Brady. He doesn't do it. End of story. You can't sleep on Denver defensively. They beat them. They beat them the year they went to the Super Bowl, figured out a way. Denver's defense is going to be legit.
Who's the starting quarterback this year?
Simeon. You can't bench him. He got him to the playoffs.
Paxton Lynch doesn't take the step up.
Paxton Lynch, honestly, he can't read defenses either. And that's going to be exploited as well. Trust me on that. Trevor Siemian will be their quarterback.
Okay.
He manages the game much better. And if not Denver,
does he improve over last year?
Yes.
Does he have the skill set to do that?
Yeah, I believe so. But if it's not Denver, and I only say this because their defense, the Texans played New England a lot closer than that final score in the playoffs would lead you to believe.
Absolutely.
And if Deshaun Watson comes along with Bill O'Brien, who is a quarterback guru, with that defense, don't sleep on Houston, New England rematch AFC championship game next year in Foxborough.
Will Watson get the opportunity to play this year, or is it going to be Savage's job to lose the whole year? Or at some point, are they determined to put him in the starting lineup?
I agree with that.
I think week like six, Watson goes in. Brendan, let me ask you. A lot of people are talking about.
What if they're 5-1?
Then you got to.
Then you're right. Then you're right.
500 or right around there.
They could still make that run. Brendan, what do you think about the Raiders? Everybody talking
That's
about the Raiders.
Raiders.
Yeah, making that step up. I think they don't have the pieces on defense. It's like Khalil Mack, and then tell me someone else, maybe Bruce Irvin, but who else? What do you think about the Raiders?
Here's why the Raiders are going nowhere. Three simple words.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Jack Del Rio.
Yeah.
Cost me more money as head coach of Jacksonville, and this is a great story. And I live in Jacksonville, and I go see a matinee movie at the Beach Cinemas, which are down in Jack's Beach. It's a matinee movie. I can't remember the movie I saw. There's about eight people in the movie. And I always said to my friends, if I see Jack Del Rio, I'm going off. I'm going off about play calling. I'm going off about no balls going for it on 4th-and-1. I'm talking about a bunch of stuff. Walking out of the movie theater, I throw my popcorn away. Who walks right by me by himself? 2:00 in the afternoon, Jack Del Rio. So now, moment of truth. Moment to do everything, and I literally I couldn't do it. I'm just like, I just couldn't do it. I just first of all, he's like 6'4" and he's pretty big. I didn't feel like brawling with Jack Del Rio.
Yeah, was he? He was a great linebacker.
He was a linebacker. Yeah,
yeah. He's a big guy. I really didn't do it. But lastly, before I go, did I tell you the Dan Reeves story?
No,
I didn't tell you this story.
Not the last.
All right, this
time,
is
no.
the last story, and then I gotta go. Okay. So. The Super Bowl, obviously, you guys know, is the pick that's defined my career. I've only lost it twice. I think I'm 22-3-2 And so I've come close to picking the final score quite a few times. Four times I've almost nailed it. The closest ever was Atlanta-Denver, Elway's back-to-back before he retired. My exact final score was 34-20. I was on tour with Ted Treba, just kind of hanging out. The week before in Phoenix, I'm sorry, we're in Palm Springs. There's a PGA pool. Everybody's picking the final score. I gave Ted 34-20. He put that in. He's looking at probably, I think the pool winner gets like 10 grand. So if you remember that game, it was 31-6 with 5 minutes to go in the game. And Atlanta scores to make it 31-13. They onside kick with 4 minutes to go. They don't get it. Denver runs the ball, picks up one first down, takes the clock under 2 minutes, kicks a field goal, 34-13. They kick the ball away. Atlanta gets it back. Atlanta's got a minute 40 to go. Chandler, quarterback. They pick up 3 fourth-down conversions. They score with 27 seconds to go, and it's 34-19. You're down 34-19. You're down 15. There's no reason to go for two. You're down 15. There's no reason to go for two. You're down 15. There's no reason to go for two. Dan Reeves goes for two. Final score, 34-19. Cost me the exact final score. I said to myself that if I ever see Dan Reeves, I got to know. I got to know. Years have gone by. 10 years have gone by. 15 years have gone by. And at Radio Row this year in Houston, there he was. He walks in. The Red Sea has parted. Moses is holding the staff. The angels are singing. I can finally have closure. My therapy is done. I walked right up to Dan Reeves, who's being handled by my old publicist, Jimmy Shapiro. And I tap Jimmy. I say, introduce me. And he says, hey, Coach Reeves, this is a good friend of mine, Brandon Lang. Hey, Coach, nice to meet you. And here it comes. I said, Coach, I said, I got to ask you one question. I said, Super Bowl against Denver. I said, you just scored to make it 34-19. You're down by 15. There's 27 seconds to go. There was no reason to go for two. I just got to know, why'd you go for two? And here it was, the answer I've waited for, the therapy I've been, it's all right here. This is nirvana. This is God speaking to me. And you know what Dan Reeves said to me?
Felt like it.
It was just a dumb thing to do.
Wow. I love he admitted it.
Yeah.
And I looked at him, not to make him feel bad, and I go, well, you know what, Coach? I had bet that there'd be a 2-point conversion attempt in that Super Bowl, and I picked up about 20 grand. You're the man, Coach. You're the man. He's like, all right, all right. And I walked away, and I just said to myself, it was just a dumb thing to do. Dan Reeves, ladies and gentlemen, cost Brandon Lang the 34-20 final score.
Brandon Lang, one more time, where can everyone find you?
BrandonLang.com. Let's go Celtics tonight. Need a -5. Pull it in, boys. I'm holding you personally responsible if we don't pull this game in.
Noted.
A lot of pressure on you, Gotay.
I mean, NBA not my forte, but all right, I'll shoulder this one for you guys. Brandon Lang, always a pleasure. We're definitely going to have you call in again whenever whenever you feel like it. We'd love to have you as much as possible. Yes, we love your stories. Always appreciate the time, sir. Thanks again.
Got it, guys. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, you know what? That leaves us on this note before we start to wrap this up. Who do you guys like tonight? That's a big, big game, man. It's a big matzo ball out there. Celtics, Wizards, Vinny James.
I like the Celtics. I like what I think they're gonna. I think they're gonna pull it out.
Where again? I don't watch the NBA. Where game 7? I assume
game 7 in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Boston's the number one seed.
I know
the East.
It was a questionable number one seed, but I remember what John Wall sunk with 3 left to beat him.
Yeah,
in 6, right? Boy, I'm gonna go Wizards just to be different. You what's the line? Am I the line?
5.5.
You said 5.5. Yeah. Oof. I'm gonna take the points.
Yeah, you know what? I said this all along that I have a feeling about the Wizards. I could even see them. I think they're the better matchup against the Cavaliers than Boston is.
Uh-huh.
You know, with Gordon, you know, playing there, and there's no way. I mean, John Wall is the fastest player in the NBA. You know, I'm gonna go Wizards.
Yeah. No, they're gonna pull it away. I think the Celtics are like, all right, you hung with us. That's it. It's over. No, but then they're gonna see the Cavaliers, right? And they're gonna be done. So. It doesn't matter.
I think the you know it's going to be the Cavaliers' worries. Yeah. You know, for a third encore here, but I'm going to stick with the Wizards, man, and I'll stick with them against the Cavaliers also.
We're going to get out of here in a little bit after I do my spot in the next podcast. I'm going home and watch the Derek Jeter highlights from last night. Ah, you think you're going to wave from that one, did you, Jeffrey Paul?
No, you're a dick. I knew you would bring it up, and we'd have to hear about fucking Jeter.
Do you not like say, I'm a Mets fan, diehard Mets fan. I don't mind Jeter. You get mad about Jeter?
Well, you know, the thing with Jeter is, not that he's overrated, I just think he's a phony. I find it to be disingenuous.
How is he a phony? He's not. He doesn't say shit.
He doesn't say anything. That's not phony.
He's not phony.
This is the too nice conversation we had the other day. You don't trust people who are too nice.
That's right.
That's what he was saying the other night.
I don't trust him. I think he's skated. He knew how to play the media right. You know, it's not that I don't respect him, man. Listen, I'll take Jeter on my team any day. But how many MVPs did he win?
None.
Okay.
How many World Series MVPs did he win?
But you know what? He's a product of like a great team. Because what's his name? Tony Gwynn. If Tony Gwynn had been blessed to be on the Yankees and Jeter was on San Diego, look at how different their lives would have been. You know?
Very different. But these are the cards.
And
that
Gwynn
are dealt.
Was a, Gwynn, right? But Gwynn, I think, was overall a better baseball player than Jeter was.
Oh yeah, Gwynn was like one of the best hitters of all time. But to me, as a Mets fan, I'm just happy that. There's no other ceremony. He had a ceremony. They did the ending. You saw the videos about the last hit.
How much
I like Jeter.
I
like Jeter. I think he was an awesome player. And as a Mets fan, I appreciate what he did. You know, for New York, actually. But I'm glad it's done.
What did he do for New York? He did. Like Piazza did as much for New York. Bobby Valentine did as much for New York. That's the thing.
He does championship.
So did Mariano, who was just as important.
He is important.
He closed. We just talked about this with the Mets. Mariano, in two different ways, you know, brought championship. Because in the first one, you know, in 96, he's the setup guy. He right. makes the game a six-inning game.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Ramiro Mendoza in the seventh.
Oh, yeah, it's not about being important.
No, not even. Graham Lloyd and Mike Stanton.
Graham Lloyd was a one-man show. He was a lefty specialist.
He was a lefty specialist.
Right,
so was Stanton. Okay, and Mario
Mendoza.
So yeah, they had again talk about a great bullpen, an all-time great bullpen. Oh, and the other guy, the big guy, Jeff Nelson. That was the other part of that tandem, right? So you had two lefties coming out, and you had Jeff Nelson. Their starters only had to go 5+, and then once you got to the eighth, lockdown, Wetland lockdown, and then. What's his name? Mariano becomes the closer. And, you know, there was talk about cutting Mariano because when he first came up, he was only throwing 91, 92. Oh, wow. They didn't think he was throwing enough. And it was one of the coaches who kind of lied and said, yeah, his velocity is up. He's up to about 94, 95. And they just knew, you know, he was working on that cutter and that was going to be something special.
No, I just think, you know, him being the captain and holding himself with that grace and not falling into the media. You know, this media could kill you in New York. That's why I like Jeter. I like Mariano, too. I like Mariano better. But I think
all-time postseason hits leader. That's all you need to know. Clutch when it matters.
But also a period of time where there's more rounds of playoffs and the Yankees got to the World Series every year, so there was more to play. It's like saying, hey, Bernie Williams hit the most home runs in the postseason, but he also played more games.
But he had to do it. He had the opportunities, but he made the most of them. So you can't take that away from him. He had the chance to do it. He did it. End of story. Yeah, he had more than others, but he did it.
But in years, like when the Reds would play, it was one round and you got to the World Series. So you didn't get a chance to compile all these meaningless home runs. You didn't have to play a wild card series and a divisional series. And then you had a semifinal.
a one-game playoff now.
Right.
It's like,
right. And it counts as a playoff game. Okay. I mean, otherwise, guys like Johnny Bench and Joe Morgan and
Dave Concepcion,
very underrated guy. And if it wasn't for all the other guys around him, he would be in the Hall of Fame.
Jeter did. He was having the chance to do it. He did it. He delivered. You're just mad because he wasn't a Met. That's what the problem was. Instead, you had Ray Ordonez. How about that?
And then Jose Reyes.
Oh, and
who's still on our team?
Jose Reyes. And Kaz Matsui.
Yeah, yeah.
Who they signed without actually ever seeing him play.
What was our second baseman on the Mets that we signed? And it was like an awful signing. Was it Castillo? Who was the guy?
Oh, Luis Castillo.
Oh, my God. That was awful. That was an awful
Can you please, when you say signing by the Met, we all know it's inferred that all signings by the Mets are awful 9 times out of 10. So,
well, you didn't like the Jason Bay signing?
Yeah, right. It was amazing.
Oh,
With Bobby Bonilla, he's still getting paid for that.
This is his last year. This was the last year he gets paid that $1 million a year.
Yeah. No, it's not.
It's like for
35.
It's like, for 2035. He gets like $1 million a year.
He shows up to fucking Port St. Lucie, gets his $1 million check.
And he like needs the money. It's not even like it's
every
just like
July
extra.
1st.
He needs that money. Right. He does. Like it's not even, he just needs that money. He looks forward to that day.
Wouldn't
every
you
day.
Need $1 million a year?
Who doesn't?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can you imagine every July 1st in your mailbox?
$1 million. Yeah.
That's like the cash for life game. It's like you wake up, you get $1,000 kind of thing. It's like, I woke up.
I'm doing a Rocco Romeo gig on July 1st this year. That's what I have to look forward to.
It's,
so Bonilla wins.
It's you're both winning. You're both winning in that one.
Vinny James, where can we find you?
So this weekend, two shows. I'm at the Dark Horse Comedy Club on 17 Murray Street and VincentJamesComedy.com. And performing with Jeff Paul as much as I can. That's where hopefully he could find me.
Yeah, let me tell you, I had the pleasure of featuring for Vinny this weekend, man. He rocked it. He was great. Really, that was so much fun. One
Thank
of the best
you, brother. Thank you.
I had such a good time with you, man.
I appreciate it. You did great. You made my job easier.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Paul, where can we find that face of yours?
This weekend, the 19th and the 20th of May, I'm at Catch a Rising Star with Gino Piscanti. And then the following weekend. It's good to know. Then the following weekend, the 26th and the 27th, I am at the Comedy Cove with Mick Thomas.
All right. 23rd, I'm at Greenwich, the 9:45 show. And what the fuck else? Anything else good? I'm at the Yankee game next Wednesday.
Who are they playing?
Don't even know. But no more play comics, watching comics, season 5. We actually just did the panel last week, but right now in the middle of season 4 for comics, watching comics. ComicsWatchingComics.com, KevinGoatee.com, Sportsbook Box Office Podcast. I want to thank you, Vinny James, for coming in and hanging out with us for today.
Thank you, fellas.
Love it. And Brandon Lang, of course, thanks again for calling on in. We'll see you guys in 3 weeks. No show on Memorial Day. We'll see you in 3 weeks. We'll see you in June. Take care.